Sandy Shore. He's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The Senate had a final hearing yesterday, and they have put to a vote that hopefully we'll find out tomorrow about what's going to happen with their legislation regarding giving entities opportunities to dissolve the road commissions that may be in their counties. I know this is something that was discussed at a couple of meetings yesterday. Fill us in.
Well, for the County Board of Commissioners, we had our county commission meeting last night where we passed a resolution 15-1, as you guys reported on the news, that would, it begins our process, our intent to dissolve the road commission and bring the operation in-house under the county operation as a Department of Transportation and Roads. And as you just said, at the same time, the legislature is working through those bills, and we're hopeful that they'll be done when session is done tomorrow, you know, in a way that we can work with that and begin our process.
I find it fascinating that it passed by a vote of 15-1. The one dissension was from a commissioner who wanted some more details about it. But there are many Democrats who supported the system and were against this vote who voted in favor. Why did they change their mind?
Well, I can't necessarily speak for them. I think that in the discussions we had in committee and on the board floor, it just seemed like this made sense moving forward. You know, some people support the system as it is now, but see that it could potentially be better. It could potentially be more efficient or more accountable. So, you know, I can't speak for them because I was one that who was proposing to move towards bringing this operation under the county. But I think that it was convincing enough arguments that this is a good thing to do.
All right. Should the legislation get to the governor's desk and he sign it, which would in effect allow entities from counties to dissolve road commission boards and road and take into supervision the road commissions, how would the transfer work for Ingham County?
We have a lot of details that we need to work through. We have to work through our employees and pensions and health care and stuff like that, because the employees under the county road system are different than regular county employees. So we need to figure out how we're going to merge those. So we have a lot of details to work on. We have to figure out what the legislature passes and if we, you know, how we have to operate under that. There are several different proposals. The one that we're expecting is us being able to do it by a vote of the county board. If they decide they want to send it to the vote of the people, we'll comply with that. But there are a lot of details that need to be worked on over the next, you know, few months, and we need to figure out what the road commission plans are moving forward in terms of who they hire and if they hire and how we have to address that when we move forward with our intent. So there's a lot of details to work on. I think we'll be doing that over the next month or two. We want to make sure the employees, you know, are not hurt in this process. This isn't about the employees. This is about the structure. So we have to work that out, and we'll continue to do that with our controller, with our employees, with the unions, and everyone else.
But in essence, the Ingham County Board of Commissioners would manage the Ingham County Road Commission, and Human Resources would take care of the hiring, firing, benefits, payroll, all that type of thing.
Exactly. The County Board of Commissioners would be the final approving body. We have a controller that oversees. We have a managing director. It would all go through our county HR. You know, instead of having an independent finance person, as the road commission does, we would send it all through our finance department. And that's where the efficiencies are. We've got all that infrastructure set up, and all the operations would go through our existing infrastructure. Absolutely.
Have you heard from any members of the Ingham County Road Commission Board or Board Chairman Shirley Rogers, and what's going to happen to them?
I've heard from a few different members of the Road Commission Board. I haven't heard from Road Commissioner Shirley Rogers, but I've heard from a few others, and you know, they're putting in their input. They know this is a process. They want to make sure that we know, you know, what they're thinking. What would happen to them? You know, if we eliminate the Road Commission Board, there would be no more Road Commission. We do expect to have an advisory board, but that's more made up of people from the out county townships to talk about where service is needed and budgetary things. But, you know, I do talk with them. I have a lot of respect for our road commissioners, and they have a tough job also. That's not to say that this isn't the right thing to do.
Are you happy to be getting this burr out of your saddle?
Yes. That's the easiest one-word answer I have. Yes, I'm happy that we're making some progress here.
All right. Finally, before I let you go, you issued a resolution about opposition with the decision of the United States Postal Service to close the post office at Collins Road. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, anyone who lives in Lansing, the Collins Road Post Office is the facility where all of our big mail goes out in bulk mail, and all of our mailing operations are based out of Collins Road. It's in my district. It's unfathomable for me to think that they're going to remove the facility, the postal facility of mid-Michigan, of Lansing and the surrounding region, and send those operations to Grand Rapids. The idea that this is even on the table is shocking to me. The post office, I know, has challenges, and they need to try and reduce operations. But, you know, we've had with this facility, we've had processing go up to DeWitt and come back to Lansing, but it's always been in the mid-Michigan area. It's always been very efficient, and now there's a proposal on the table to eliminate it and send it to Grand Rapids. And I've been contacted by various folks in the business community, from LEAP, from others, and, you know, there's a coordinated effort to prevent this from happening. We are the mid-Michigan region. We are the capital city, and they want to eliminate our biggest post office and processing facility. And it's just very surprising to me, and this is all happening very fast. So I had a resolution introduced late, the county board approved it unanimously on consent. And we're going to try and work as part of this coalition to get Congressman Rogers to step in and our U.S. senators to try and slow this down and prevent it from happening.
All right. Thanks so much. Andy Shore is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tony.